When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Hi, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we Zoom with singer-songwriter Morgan Miles. We would feature her new single, I Believe, chat about her friendship with Natalie Stovall, and preview an episode of The Southern Weekend on Circle Television that Morgan would be featured in. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Morgan Miles.
And it's better, yes, to have lost love than never loved at all. That's what you told me.
That's what you told me.
That's what you told me. And I
That black gospel soul that I grew up with. Now, we didn't sing like that at my church, okay? But if we went on the other side of town to Brother Calvin's church, they sing like that. See, that is, I believe.
Beautiful.
And I say to my preacher daddy, why don't we sing like that? That's a lot of fun. And that's who's singing like that. Joining us, you're looking at Morgan Miles this morning as you watch us on Circle Television and listening to us all over the world on WSM Radio from the debut album Therapy out now. Morgan, welcome. And boy, what a performance on I Believe.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I have to ask, we chatted a little bit about it off the air. It kind of looked like with Holy Week, we're in approaching Easter in the Christian community and Passover in the Jewish community. It looked like you were one of the Hebrew children wandering in the wilderness shooting that video for people who are watching this morning. Just where were you out in the desert? What desert, by the way?
what's the desert in Vegas? I had played New Year's Eve in Vegas 2020. And so I had decided to go out into that really cool terrain and shoot that video because I'd lost my cousin to cancer very before. And I wrote that song about him and I just wanted something very kind of, you know, like terrain and beautiful and heavenly and full of faith and just looking up at the sky and everything just to kind of dedicate it to him. So that's, I wanted something different. You know, the terrain in Tennessee is much different.
Yeah, yeah, it was more like Ireland these days with the flooding and all the rain we've had. So yeah, they wouldn't have worked for what you were going for. That's for
no
sure.
Kidding.
Morgan, it's great to have you. And we've been rolling some clips of you and Natalie Stovall on Southern Weekend. People will be able to catch that episode. It was last night and then it's coming up in the next couple of days. How much fun was that? And talk about your friendship with Natalie and what you did.
Oh, Natalie's always game for anything. And so when they approached me about water skiing, I was like, because that's what I do pretty much every day, especially during quarantine. I live on the lake in Old Hickory.
Oh, nice.
And so it's just been something I've done all my life. And she was game. And so I was like, well, this is going to be challenging because we need other boats to like video Natalie and my dad's got to drive the boat and I've got to like, it was hysterical trying to film this, but she got up the first time and then she had some wipeouts, but it was awesome. And we just really enjoyed the day. I think we did it on Memorial Day, which is one of the busiest days on the lake. So on top of it, she had a million waves, but yeah, true. Like, this is great. She got, I'm like shocked. I'm like, oh my God.
So who are your other girlfriends? that you have buddied up with in the music industry, girlfriends that have been guests on the show, certainly, probably along the way?
Which ones have been?
Yeah, that you've gotten to know and worked with, and you've kind of grown up together in this business, this crazy business we know as country music.
So many. I mean, just the other day, like Maggie Rose and I were just hanging out, actually with Natalie, just talking about everything. And what was cool about quarantine, I started this thing called Women and Wine Crush Wednesdays. And I interview a wine expert and then a female, and then I have a female artist. So it's been good to like sit with Nikita Carmen and Ruthie Collins, and I had Lainey Wilson on, and we, Meg Patrick, we've all been able just to hang out on the show and have like a catch up session, because it's been, you know, we all got kind of really busy. There was a time when we were all really much in town, and then we all got really busy, and then wait, never mind, no touring again. So, in ways, when we got creative and found just new ways to be creative together to keep our fans together, it's kind of what happened. So there's been many. I mean, it's a small town, you know. So as long as you've, you know, been in songwriter rounds and touring, you've probably ran into one another.
Hey, speaking of Wednesdays, by the way, fans will actually get to see you live about a Tiger Woods golf shot from where I'm sitting right now at the hotel at the Nashville Palace next Wednesday. A local gig. How cool is that, huh?
Yes. Texas Hill is great. I write with those guys. I actually wrote a song on their new EP called Easy on the Eyes. And so they asked me to open up for, I think they're doing like a series of shows. So I would go to their concert and just sit back and their harmonies for days. I mean, I love those guys. So yeah, April 7th, I think it is. So like it's coming up here.
Next Wednesday. Yeah. Next Wednesday.
Yeah. Next Wednesday. Yeah.
I was reading an article. It was very funny. It was five things you need to know about Morgan Miles. If you just joined us, our special guest. And the very first one, this is how you know you're in the South, Morgan. She's a Northerner. What does that mean? So I looked it up.
Southern at heart.
And it was a great reference. A great reference to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, which, in addition to being the birthplace and the home of Morgan Miles, is also the birthplace of Little League baseball. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that pops up. So far, you're being trumped by Little League baseball, but then the next most famous thing out of there is you. So tell me about life and your introduction to country music, and the fact that the story went on to say that you were three years old when you took an interest in music, or they recognized you had an interest in music?
Yeah. So there's nobody like musically inclined in my family on any sides. And I guess I just sat down at the piano one day because mom wanted a piano that was decorative in the house. And I sat down and I started playing, and she's like, what? Am I just being crazy here, or does this sound good? So she actually started taking piano. She was a teacher. So she started taking piano lessons with me when I was six, when my hands were long enough. But the country music, as far as my hometown, I mean, you might have Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, but the rest of Pennsylvania is highly rural. So it's definitely country. I mean, fairs and festival. I mean, I would have to drive an hour and a half to go to see like even Shania Twain and like the bigger acts. So I've always been obsessed with huge female voices. And in the 90s, it was, I'd be obsessed with Whitney and then I'd be Shania, Trisha, Leanne, Faith. It didn't matter. I mean, I was just into just powerful females, and that I'm a product definitely of that. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, my parents are high school sweethearts from the Midwest. So, I mean, we're pretty Southern in the way, in a lot of ways. So This is definitely my home. I've been here for 13 years now, so I'm not very Northern at heart.
I just thought that was such a strange thing to post as the first of five things.
That's all you
know.
Got? That's all you got?
She's a Northerner. Not as Northern as our Charlie Manos, however. You got to go way on up north to Rhode Island to find him.
I found that the Southern hospitality lasted until they realize you're staying. Then we don't need to be nice to you anymore. So, oh, you're staying. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
So, I'll tell you something else. You know, having been here almost 27 years, actually, April 25th will be my 27th anniversary, is that, you know, back in the days of fanfare at the fairgrounds and then later on taking it to the festival, full festival downtown, is they would do a poll of where people were from. And Pennsylvania, in many, many years, I remember, had the number one out-of-state attendance of country music fans from all over the United States of America. Out of the other 50 states, they were number one as far as their love of country music and the fact they would travel to see it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we mainly had country radio stations. I mean, I don't really recall maybe one pop station, which wasn't even local. So, yeah, again, I mean, it's funny how they just think the North didn't listen to country music. But where I was from, oh, heck yeah. My first concert was Jody Messina in my hometown. So,
and you know what? She's a Northerner. Massachusetts.
<There it is. laughs> Oh, I can see that.
And I mean this as a compliment. You are the lady of a thousand looks. You are so photogenic and photographic. The camera loves you. Every time I see something, there's just a little something different. I go, how does she do that? Is that easy for you? Does that come natural to pose and to do model type photography?
You know, my mom never stopped putting down a camera. I mean, if we were going to the bathroom, that woman she took pictures of us sleeping. I mean, and the funny thing is, to this day, there's a storage unit full of physical photographs, just piles. And I was like, Mom, let's, like, you know, clean this out. You're just spending money. Just, you know, we'll put it on a drive or something. She's like, no. No, that's not happening. So I mean, to the point, though, I remember she was like, you're not going to ruin my roll of film, you know, physical film back in the day. So she would be like, you know, come on, Morgan, get it together. We're wasting film. That's money. So I start to go. I'm like, okay, shoot.
Well, you got it down, girl. Debut album Therapy is out now. She will be featured this week on the Southern Weekend with Natalie Stovall. You will see it tomorrow night at 10 Eastern, 9 Central on the Circle Television Network. Thank you so much. It is great to get to visit with you for a little while and get to know you better, and look forward to having you in studio in person soon.
Thanks, Morgan.
Can't wait, guys. Morning. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.